It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
So, I'm not sure what your misgivings might end up being, but it wouldn't matter. He's a good singer. His name's Sam Smith. Good at goodbye. The sunny side. Welcome to a beautiful day. Yeah, it is. It feels beautiful. It looks beautiful. I know it's beautiful. And we say this one is worthy of note. The sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. The sunrise is here. And it is worthy of note. So there is something I read in the news. And I wanted to talk about it. You know, we could really bookmark that one today. It's worthy of note. It's worthy of note. And on the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome men, women, boys, girls, lovers of sound, radio, content, lovers of Nigeria Info, lovers of time, elements, depth, beauty. You know, like last night I was listening to music and I was listening to classical music and I suddenly just felt beauty, like I had a deep awareness of beauty. It didn't have a face. I couldn't quite touch it, but I just felt beauty. And there's something terribly miraculous. And it's like, and it felt like, you know, I think it's as brief as an orgasm. It's just, it's a truth. Believe me when I tell you. Yeah, it's just, I think you're not allowed to touch heaven too long. Heaven opens up. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2. Then the angel just gives you an extra, yeah, close. I felt that yesterday, just a great sense of beauty. I'm so grateful for my life sometimes. No, actually, I'm grateful for my life every time. And really what I'm grateful for are those immaterial things, those things I experience but can't quite name, touch. Yeah, like that instance I told you about where, you know, when I get given a title here, I feel trapped. And then I suppose that there's another world where nothing is entrapping, that there is no entrapment in this other world. And I've been trying to come to an understanding. And I'm, you know what I'm doing now? I'm trying not to give this thing's name. I'm really trying to not confine it to a word. I'm trying not to put it in a box by using language to define it. And because I fear that I would shave some core parts of it. So I'm leaving it without name, without title, without total definition. I just bask in it and then see whether I can attempt to describe it to anyone who cares to listen. And I think I'm saying that to say that there are moments that you experience wonder, and I hope you can sit with it. And when the door closes, that you sit and think about it, because maybe it happens again the moment you become aware of it. And who knows what happens in those moments? Maybe your soul is refreshed. Maybe your mind is enlightened. Something certainly happens, you know? It's like when you wake up and you say, oh, I just feel happy. Oh, I just feel happy today. I've met people who wake up and they just say, oh, I'm happy today. And then you say, what's making you happy? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, I'm getting a kick. I'm like, oh, wow, I hope it's permanent, you know. And then sometimes it hangs in there long enough. And then, yeah, Nigeria happens and then you forget. Or maybe you fall back into, yeah. I really wish you haven't. I really do. I'd be getting like 5 seconds. I think it's akin to growing up. Did you grow up in an era where the kids used to go to the window to watch television? Oh, so, in Sierra Leone, back in the day after school. So maybe your mom would send you somewhere and then you'd hear Tom and Jerry play in the neighbor's window. And then you just go there and watch for 10 minutes. And sometimes you're stupid enough to watch the entire episode. And then you're too late on the errand and you come home and your mom is yelling, where did you go? Why have you? Yeah. And kids, well, I don't know if kids do that these days. Back in the day was a thing. You just see one child at your window. Yeah, just like, sorry, I just want to watch. And then I see them watching. I could walk past a person's house and I'll see a child at the window, you know, watching television, and they just stay there for a moment. I think it's akin to that. All right. So we talk about wonder and talk about dreams and talk about the utopia. And then we'll talk about Nigeria. Apparently in the news today, I'm not sure whether, and that's the thing, I'm hoping that you can submit your observations. Have you heard about this sticker that's been enforced on motorists? So apparently the news is reporting that motorists are now required, at least there is a video where a tricycle rider was pretty much mandated. He was forced to accept a sticker. He was told that he had to. In fact, he had no choice than to have it. And the sticker is actually worth $500. So the motorist, the tricycle rider, got into an exchange with the guy who was selling or issuing the sticker and pretty much resolved. And I think he resigned his faith. And he was saying, look, if you put the sticker there, I'm not paying you $500. You can't force me to pay for this. Commercial transport workers in Lagos are now being mandated to pay 500 naira for campaign stickers in donation to the Bola Tinubu's presidential campaign in a new phase of political recklessness being witnessed ahead of the 2023 general elections. Now, some people say it's political recklessness. Others think, well, particularly if you're in support, right? If you're in support, you probably might not think it's reckless. You might say, well, it's donation. It's donation. And maybe this is how we raise donation. Others will say, well, this is marketing. Exactly. This is marketing. But forcing, so the video that we have, the tricycle rider was being mandated, like he was forced. It's a different thing if you want it. It's a different thing if you don't care. But if you're forced to surrender 500 naira to have on your tricycle this sticker that says, well, vote for this person, don't vote. I don't know. So one, there's conscience, there's political persuasion. There is who you would like to support at this point. At least we have quite a number of men. Obi, Tinubu, Atiku, someone else is there. Give me the other name. Well, yeah, you know the other person's, you know, in the race. And so now you have to say, well, it's a little broader than just this thing where people are being asked to, hey, give us 500 and take a sticker. So one, if you have noticed it, I think it's necessary, because sometimes one video is indeed a window. Sometimes it's just an isolated story. It's probably not necessarily obtainable in other parts of town. Now, if you've noticed it, if you've seen the stickers, if you were in a vehicle where someone was mandated to, or maybe you're even the bus driver or the tricycle rider who was mandated to submit 500 naira for a ticket, and in your view, you might support, not support, or you think it's an imposition on your political choice, I'd like to hear from you today on the show. So that's our first hour. Our second hour, we're going to be talking on language and interpretation about the belief, the social construct on destiny helpers. What do destiny helpers look like? Are they people who you know, people who you don't know? And does it really work? And how do people approach the concept destiny helpers? Are people sitting in the wrong places? Or are people assuming it right? Or do they have a solid comprehension of the concept destiny helpers? Or does it even exist? Yeah? Okay, good. At 2:30, Desmond should be in the studio with us. And on that note, welcome. On a Worthy of Note on Nigeria Info, let's talk.
This is Worthy of Note.
0700-993-993-993. And the ladies would have to please bear with us. We're still trying to rectify the 01 line. And you should have no troubles calling in, I promise you. 0700-993-993-993. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Let's hear you and what you might have observed on the streets of Lagos today. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set, thank you very much.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Sika, calling from Ago.
Thank you.
I'm a tricycle rider, and I have seen the flyer going around, especially the flyer of Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
Okay.
And they are mandating some people to pay for the flyers. This is not something that somebody told me, something that I witnessed.
So why is it why are you mandated? Like, do they tell you why you must buy it?
No, you know, it's all these agro that are selling it. So if you don't put it, they won't allow you to walk.
And oh, that's the consequence?
Yes, all these parts, they won't allow you to walk. Oh. And you don't, you see, you won't have any other option than to accept it.
Okay, thank you very much for that update. I do appreciate. What area are you calling from, please?
From Ago, Kota.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Thank you. So we have one feedback from Ago area. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Afternoon. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've done that.
Thank you.
This is Mrs. Kadri calling from Mowi.
Thank you very much for calling.
I witnessed it on Monday when I was coming from the clinic at Lasuth at Ikeja on Monday.
Oh.
The bus that I entered, this Kobe bus, they put the sticker behind his glass at the back screen. So they asked the man to pay. Even the guy that was even want to collect the money forcefully from him nearly put his hand inside my eyes. So they forced him to collect, to put the Tinubu sticker behind his screen at the back of the Kobe bus. He now told them that he doesn't want it. But they forced him, they insisted that he must not move until they fix the the flyer or whatever. Yes, they forced him that day. Even I told them they don't have to force him, they insisted that it's none of our business. They didn't allow the bus to move until they put the sticker.
Wow. Thank you very much for that feedback. I do appreciate. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We're following a moving story. There is a development, and between you and I, we all know that this is worthy of both observation and note. Hello. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon. My name is Joshua.
Welcome, Joe.
Your regular listener.
Great, thank you.
Joyce, God will bless you. Myself, I'm a tricycle rider.
Okay.
At, what do they call it? Ijushaga, yes.
Okay.
Ogun State stroke, Ijushaga.
Okay.
So, I've not noticed it this time, but I pray that they should not bring it here because it will not work for them.
Sure.
It will not work. We are very, very stubborn here. They should not bring it here. They should not even try it. That is how they will mandate it. All this, our Agberu them.
Okay.
That is the people that they use. So they will put it as a mandatory that if you don't use it, then they will create task force that will be checking on it.
Okay.
If you don't have it, they will hold you and you will pay some fine again.
All right.
So it's just a means of extorting money from motorists, the car owners. And it's bad. If police should arrest you, they will not do anything about it. If your tricycle should spoil, they will not do anything about it. So that is just the situation we find ourselves in this part of the world. God will help us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. If you have observed this development, I'd like to hear your experience. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Please.
The volume of your radio set. Could you turn off your radio?
No, my radio is off. Good afternoon to you. Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
Anonymous, sure, please.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a text. That was yesterday morning. He said I should vote one of the politicians that they are going to give me 69,900. When I received the text, I was wondering, I said, who must send this text? Is it the person who knows me or what? So I had to call the number. As I'm speaking to you now, I just called the number. And the guy told me that he's calling from Abuja, that they are sending the money in Union Bank or FCMB Bank. So I was baffled. I said, what? He said, did I have my voter's card? I said, yes, I do, but I'm not a politician, but I intend to vote. So that was my reply to him.
Oh, okay. So what is really your conclusion? Do you intend to win, I don't know, earn this 69,000 Naira? 69?
Well, if I should collect the money, I'll eat it now, but my conscience knows who I'll vote because already I've placed someone I want to vote for.
Mm, and the person who's giving you 69,000 is not who you want to vote for?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, look, thanks for this update. And wow, okay. I don't know what to say after that. Wow. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Isn't this similar to... Well, I think it's a little different from the delegate one. Yeah. It's a whole lot different, right? The sunny side. Nigeria Info. Oh, wow. Who else has been called and issued and offered something? Yeah, in exchange for your vote. Well, I'm curious now. Have you gotten a message? But that's the thing. You know, like, we've heard stories about people getting messages being called. Are you sure this is not a fraudulent scheme? Are you sure someone is not trying to play you? You know, are you sure? Yesterday, I saw a video of a lady who said someone wanted to give her a contract in Abuja. And after much talk and the submission of proposal, she was asked to bring 500,000 naira. Like, are you sure this is not all a scheme? Because I get it. The politics is politics. But are you sure someone is not trying to play you at a game they think you have absolutely no clue about? Uh-huh. That's another angle. Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon to you. Good to have you here.
Jim speaking, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. Please, I'm just hurting myself if I should collect that such money, because people have been giving me money. I refuse.
Giving you
but
money for
more,
what?
I believe more are still coming. More are still coming on my way.
But giving you money for what?
In order to vote for someone, somebody.
How much have you been offered so far?
But I refuse. I think if I collect it, I will not vote for the person.
How much have you been offered?
In fact, let me be sincere. I have already collected.
How
50,000 naira. Collected 50,000. I will not mention the
no,
people.
No, you shouldn't. It's not necessary. It's you, your conscience, and the country.
Yeah, 50,000 naira, and another party comes and they offer me the like what the same 50,000 naira. I feel somehow. But my mind is telling me to collect the money and never vote for who I am liking to vote for. Oh. I don't know. This is what I feel.
Let's not rush it. That 50K you had, how does your conscience feel?
My conscience is telling me
that
this
good
money is Nigerian money.
So that's your own share of Nigerian money?
Yeah, it's Nigerian money. That is why I collected the money. But I'm going to use it wisely. Okay.
Wisely?
Yeah, wisely, because...
$50,000, that's what, $100?
Yes.
It's probably not even up to $100.
$100, I don't mind, because if I use it...
Does it mean to use it wisely?
Wisely means I use it to feed my stomach. You use it to buy things for my family. Simple.
Okay, well, I have nothing to say.
But I will not vote for the people, that's all.
Okay, I mean, that's a choice.
I wouldn't even mention my name, but I want many callers to also be anonymous. They should collect the money, but not vote to the people. They should vote for their mind, whom they feel like.
Okay.
Because this money is Nigerian money.
Oh, wow.
That's all.
It's all right. Your conscience is your prerogative, and what you choose to do with both the gift and your action afterwards is all up to you. The sunny side. Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hi. It's good to have you here.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
For me, no. I'm not surprised of this speaker, because I heard it yesterday. I'm not surprised, because I've heard this kind of thing happen. You know, we are in an election time. Even the area that we are living, a different kind of party will come, vote for us, we'll give you this, vote for us, we'll give you this. But for me, I have a particular candidate that I will vote for, but it's in my mind, I will expose it onto that day.
No, but, need for that.
But, you know, people have been intimidating us, you must vote for this one, we'll give you money, we'll give you money, because I don't think I have voted before. I haven't voted before because of this, what is going on in Nigeria. I just got my my voter's card, so I want to vote. I want to make a change in this country.
Okay.
So I just told them that I won't collect any money, but I will vote for the person I want to vote
for. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Well, Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to the days of your life. And you will determine this future by yourself. You'll make choices, decisions, you'll act on it. And I'm acting on the WhatsApp right now. Apparently there's something there I have to, but things I have to look at.
Okay, so someone said, Joyce, I have also received such messages asking me to vote Atiku and Tinubu for 18,000 naira a piece. Someone said, APC was at Bariga yesterday giving 10K in exchange for their PVC serial number. And then Emma from Victoria Island said, I was sent a message as well. Mine was even 89,000 naira. I deleted the message immediately after reading. I want to be able to speak out and mean it from my heart. Taking their money means I'm not different from what I am trying to change.
You know, I have not come back with these things I'm hearing, right?
Someone said, please, Joyce, the money is Nigeria.
It's your prerogative what you do, whether you take the gift or you don't. But you also not want to ensnare. You don't want your soul ensnared. You also want to take that into consideration. Every action by the Nigerian this time around is a determinant to where we would be tomorrow. And I certainly will not or tell you whom to choose, whom to vote for. That's really a choice that you must make. And I'm hoping that with every information Nigeria Info and any other platform might have provided you, is enough grounds for you to make an informed decision. Whatever happens after that, God bless Nigeria. Well, look, I'm off on a break. I'll be right back. The conversation will continue. In the news, it's reported that MC Oluomo has had something to say about the reports on the streets. I'll share that with you when we return. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. We'll hold it to be worthy of note. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. So apparently it's been ongoing and people have been compelled to get a sticker on their vehicles. We're trying to collect your reaction. Have you experienced it? Have you heard anything? Let's just collect public response to this particular development on our streets. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Mike Ozondo.
Thank you for calling.
I'm here to Nigeria Info.
Exactly.
All right. I want to contribute to
Go ahead. Side. Sure. You're on the sunny side. Go ahead.
All right. You see, if I receive anything from a Nigerian man for my vote, that means if that person eventually wins, if that person did not meet up to my expectation, I will not have the moral justification to challenge that person.
Okay.
I have sold my right. This is my contribution. Thank you.
Well, that was a phenomenal one. Thank you very much. The Igbos will say you use your tongue to count your teeth. It sounds like in English, in simple terms, you're required to be introspective and weigh the worth of your action. It's about a few seconds before I touch down 2 p.m. I do not think it's enough time to give to anyone to make a solid contribution to the show. So listeners of Nigeria Info on the sunny side, thank you very much. I must say at this point, we have to be off on a break to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. And then on the other side of one, the conversation will continue. Your observation on the streets, specifically this whole sticker thing, the fact that it's mandated. And yeah, we'll follow up from there. On Nigeria Info, don't go anywhere. All right, and I did promise we're on the other side of one on the clock. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Okay, I'm getting your reactions. I think maybe this is also a good time to add that MC Oluomo has distanced himself from the controversial sale of stickers bearing image of himself, Lagos State Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu, and the presidential candidate of the All Progressive Congress, APC, that's Bola Tinubu, to tricycle drivers. So it's still an ongoing development, even though, you know, MC Oluomo is pulling out of the narrative. Apparently, he would like to not be associated with it, but someone is enforcing it. And I guess that the union has a method, right? And so if MC Oluomo is saying that he is not the one who has authorized the sale of stickers, that's now being made, at least so far, by a public report made mandatory to drivers, then who? And if you're in Lagos, I would like to know your experience with this particular development. Have you bought the sticker? Is it against your political persuasion? I don't think that it matters whether you support or don't support, really. But I think we can say political persuasion, because many times you like a person, you don't like the party. You like the party, you don't like the person. So your experience, the observation from off the streets of Lagos, let's hear what you have to say about what might have happened before your eyes. Make it back. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello, can you hear us? Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So here, if the MC Oluwamo is saying that he has not mandated it, then how do Nigerians feel about this? I think this is then a solid moment to inject a lateral consideration to the topic. So how do you feel about this? Like, because, you know, it's politics, right? It's supposed to be of a free choice. Except maybe when you sell your vote, then your vote has been sold. Yeah. But if it's politics in a democratic system, shouldn't it be a choice, a free choice, a choice exercised on free will? Hello, the Sunny Side.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
I'm sorry, hearing something on your radio from all the caller. I'm finding it difficult to believe that 6 months to election, politicians are sending you money.
So are you saying you don't believe it because you haven't received it?
No, I don't believe that. But this time, somebody will not send you tests on your phone. They will ask you to send your account number. When they start tampering with your account, they'll be coming to a radio station and be complaining.
Yeah, but hold on a second. If you haven't received it, it doesn't mean someone else hasn't.
6 months to election, no credible politician can start dashing people money now.
You're using the term credibility. It doesn't apply here.
Some people
have said that they have received it. If you haven't received it, I think all you can say is you haven't received it.
I don't believe that at all.
It's okay. It's fine if you don't believe it.
Yeah. 6 months to election? No.
All right, it's fine.
It doesn't work in that way.
Is that a method to madness? That's the interesting thing. I think that you expect that there's a certain method. The delegates, when did the delegates get theirs? Well, I think I don't know why. Maybe you have high expectations. I mean, it's politics, right? Yeah. It's politics. It's like, you even have to pray for it not to go out of hand. Because, you know, we've heard in the past how politics can get out of hand. So if you have just tuned in, this caller suggests that he, one, hasn't received an SMS. Two, he doesn't believe that some of you who have called earlier on received any SMS because that's a problem. Because what? So now there are people. Oh, okay. So hold on. We're going to go to WhatsApp right now. Welcome. You're on the Sunny Side on Nigeria Info. WhatsApp.
All right. So we have screenshots. People are getting messages like, congrats, you have received 85,000 naira survival funds from the federal government program for inquiry. Call Mr. Ken Balogun at this number or drop your account number needed. God bless you. Someone else got...
survival fund. The federal government of Nigeria has a survival fund. I should be on that. Okay. Who else is there?
So we have presidential candidate support. Beloved, vote Atiku Abubakar as your choice for change. 95,220 will be offered to you. As a serious member, call this number.
Okay, good. So, I want
beloved.
To...
Beloved.
I'm not sure about that part, but... Okay, hold on a second. So, to the last caller. And this is just on in life generally. Just life, you know, just on a non-political ground. I'm making the statement. The fact that you haven't seen something... It's like some of you who say witches don't exist. The fact that you haven't seen it doesn't mean... I think what is safe to say is, oh, no, I haven't seen it. And so because I haven't seen it, I don't believe it. That's all. That's comprehensible. But to challenge someone who might have seen it, it's not the most intelligent thing to do, because it just says that, yeah, there's probably more with you that can go wrong, right? And I didn't even care for the proof, but I'm grateful that our people on WhatsApp have sent it. Now, with that said... You have heard of people scam people before. And I've said this, I said this earlier on the show, and I want to repeat it because it's easy for someone to lie using the name of a political party or a certain candidate. They know you want the money. They think it's a good bait. They know that you would easily get swayed. They know you're not solid enough. They probably assume you have absolutely no convictions and your vote is up for sale. And so they would say, we are bidding. And you probably haven't had an earlier bidder. So they come to you and say, we'll give you, someone said 50,000. Another person said 89,000. The SMS screenshot had 95,000. So they bid. They say, we'll give you 95,000. And then you say, oh, wow. Federal Government Survival Fund. Wow. Like, does it even get any better? Imagine if the Federal Government of Nigeria had a survival fund where the average Nigerian would get, no. The poor Nigerians. Poor. Instead of that 5,000 they keep sharing. You know, they say the average Nigerian gets 50,000 every month. The only thing we'll talk about on the sunny side is birds, flowers, and flower pots. Because you would have nothing to say against the government. I mean, you would even try. You know, but if you had the poor catered to on a certain survival fund, 50,000 a month, I'll come to the show and ask you your color of your hair. And if there was sugar in your tea, like there was nothing, I couldn't have something to talk about. So you want to be careful not to get swindled. It might be true, it might be false, but I'm just choosing to stay in between and just enjoy the conversation. But you want to be careful. They're already telling you to call this person. You might call that person and that person says, yeah, send us your account number. Send us your BVN. Send us your PIN. Send us money to help you get out money. Mm-hmm. All right. Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name? The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, officer. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. How are you?
Yes. Well, my name is Michael.
Yeah. Welcome, Mike.
Okay. So on my thoughts on this, I feel like some other parties may even be the one sending this message. Yes, the opposition party may be the one saying the other party is sending such message to other people.
This is an election. Everybody is the opposition.
Yeah, so anybody can send that message.
Okay.
It can be anything. That's my take on
it. Yeah, it can be anything. Exactly. Well, thank you very much. Have you gotten one, though?
No, I haven't.
Are you waiting for one?
I'm not waiting for such message.
If I made you an offer?
I'm not waiting for it. I'm not selling my vote.
120.
Selling my vote is as if me selling my birthright.
125. 135.
135.
Mm.
135 for what?
140,000.
If you give me...
Okay, 200K. That's not talk too much.
If you give me 2 billion, I will not.
If I show you, if I show you 2 billion, you sure?
So this thing is about, for me, is about God is seeing me.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever thing I do, God is seeing me, not...
Oh, you don't even care for me.
I don't care.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
What I feel is pleasant with God.
Oh, that's great. I like it. Yes. All right.
That's what I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like you. I don't care. Because you really have to get to that point to really change things. The moment you start caring, and that Nigerian Info people, they'll be saying we shouldn't take money. Don't mind them. So far day. Like, don't mind them. You know. The sunny side. Hi. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're talking about your observations. Have you been forced to get the sticker? What's the development on the streets?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My name
to
is
you.
Muyiwa.
Welcome, Muyiwa.
I actually got that message.
Yeah.
It's 70 something thousand. With, you know, it's not actually 70,000 or 75,000, 70 something thousand with something on it. I don't believe it. I don't trust it. I thought it's a scam. It actually says vote for Atiku Abubakar, whatever. Then they gave a number you can contact and all the rest. Because I don't believe it, I deleted it. Now that I'm listening to
radio and people were saying we got this, we got that. I was like, wow.
You shouldn't have deleted it, right?
I've deleted it. Sincerely, I'm feeling bad now that I deleted that message because I don't really believe it.
Wait. So wait, if they resent the message, then you would follow up?
Maybe I thought it's a scam. It's something that I don't trust it. So I just felt rubbish. Then I deleted it. Now I'm feeling bad that I deleted it. Just to prove to people that I got it.
Okay.
But I think maybe an opposition party is doing this to smear the other one. I don't know because I don't... It's somehow, you know, it's politics. Anybody can do anything to smear. Do all these rubbish for...
I don't... This is not a smear campaign. Remember, this is just a coincidence. I mean, it just happened that we're talking about this on radio. It's not in the news yet.
Sincerely, Nigerians need to be very careful. Don't sell your vote. Don't sell your conscience.
Okay.
For me...
But you regretted deleting the message.
I regret deleting it because I should hold on to it so that I can use it as a proof that I actually got it.
It doesn't matter. Your word is enough if you tell the truth. Your word is enough.
Yeah, I'm in a regimented service. I don't have votes. Most time during elections, I'm on duty.
Oh,
so okay. I don't have votes. For me to get it, I don't even believe it. I don't trust it. I have my PVC.
All right.
In fact, when I moved from where I was staying to where I'm staying right now, I went to the INEC office around me and I changed whatever. They issued the PVC to me. I have it. But okay. I've always been on election duty, so I've not been voting.
All right.
But for me to get it, I'm always on election duty and I know what goes on.
Okay.
I try as much as possible not to get myself involved in it. But, you know, the economy right now is like...
Don't worry, they'll send it.
The government is using...
They'll send it again.
...hunger as a tool against Nigerians. And it's somehow... God will help us.
It's not somehow. It's actually injustice, but you don't know that that's injustice to you.
Sincerely.
Because it's penny year. Like, you don't even know what you're dealing with.
Well, it is well with our country.
It's well with you. Thank you for calling. Really.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you see, I can't even judge a brother. I can't believe his hurt that he deleted the message. I can't believe it. And I think I understand it. I want to go to WhatsApp. You people on this, my WhatsApp. WhatsApp has to be on mute. I think some of the Joes on WhatsApp are very unserious people. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Okay, so we have Emma from Lagos who said, Joyce, 200K can't do anything for 8 years old with all this inflation. Since they have plenty money, they should send me £20,000 every week for 8 years.
Okay. £20,000. Someone wants to sell his soul.
No. Okay, someone said, good afternoon, Joyce. Bring the 200K. I accept the offer. Someone said, Joyce, what's 2 billion? Give me 10 million. Someone said, if you pay me to vote, I'll take the money and still vote for my choice. Joyce, I beg you, give me money. Make I vote for anyone you want.
Okay.
And then someone said, Joyce, I like you and your program, especially your intro music that you played earlier. Well, whosoever collects money from politicians, and if they get there and they don't perform, then your reign of curses won't work on them because you have collected their money to feed your belly. Good day.
Look, if someone was going to give you something, I think free full health insurance, like a total cover health insurance. So if you get a headache, you go to the hospital covered. You fall into, you feel like your back is scratching you, you see a doctor. Like that. Because if someone gave you 100,000 now, because I think on average the figures we're seeing, 75, 50K, 80K, 95K, 100K. So let's say someone gave you like 300,000 on average to vote. I'm just saying, you know. How much is a full health insurance? Like just full cover. How much is that? That's a worst case scenario. If you felt like your knee had an itch, you just call a doctor up, like, and they show up and they just check it, do a scan, give you vitamin C, rub you, look you in the eye, almost pray for you. Then they go, yeah, that. Because what's $1,000 going to do for you? What's $1,000 going to do for you? What's $5,000 going to... What's $20,000 going to do for you? $20,000. Someone like... When someone calls me up, I'll be like, oh, so Joyce, we want you to sell your vote. Name a price. Uh-huh. Mm. We'll call a committee. Like, you don't even... You're going to sell your soul. I mean, negotiate this thing, man. Nigeria Info. I'm talking about stickers on the highways.
Hello,
it's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, it's Sunnyside.
Sunnyside.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
My name is Alex too.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, your topic today is quite interesting and quite unfortunate. For me, it's quite, I think this is upcoming information about enforcing people to put whatever sticker on their vehicles. I think it's high times people stand up for their rights. You can't enforce whatever is not on somebody like, because you want to stick whatever on their car and they keep quiet. It is very wrong. I think they need to involve the authorities on this. People need to raise their voice. We can't just keep quiet.
That's why it's a conversation on radio. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not right for non-state stakeholders to just try to take the law into their hand and enforce it on people. It is quite wrong. And people, I believe these guys, if they have unions, they need to come together and rise up to this kind of unlawful event.
Yeah.
It is wrong. Because you cannot enforce somebody to vote for whosoever they don't want to vote for. They need to speak up. We can't just keep just in our comfort zone, wherever we are, to just keep quiet and allow something to just fly by. It is wrong.
Mm.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So people need to rise up and stand against this kind of act. And based on selling one's vote on that is wrong. I can never do that. Because, one, if you sell your soul, that means you don't have anything to gain. How can you just sell your soul because of vote? You know, that is why they kept this country in this kind of mess. Because you know some people who want to fall for these kind of traps.
Yeah,
I do get this kind of text. You want so that same phone you read out.
Oh, okay.
I deleted it immediately. Yeah, you can't just fool me, no matter what. It is only greedy person that can fall for this trap.
So you mean like someone's called you now and be like, 500K, okay, 500.
Hold on, 500K, okay, calculate it. 1,000 every month. In a year, we have 365 days. For how many? And the person want to vote and rule you for four to 8 years. What can that do for you?
First of all, how much is diesel?
How much is diesel?
Yeah.
Even though they give you 2 million, it's not going to do any. You can tell you to do something, but your conscience will never judge you.
All right.
It's quite wrong.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so if you're with us on Twitter, Nigeria Info has a post about MC Oluoma's response. And I think it's very interesting to know that he has heard the news and he has something to say about it. So collectively, let's hear what he has to say on the Sunny side.
Àwọn olórí burúkú kan lọ́lọ́ gbé stíkà ọyà aṣíwájú síbẹ̀ ọyà ṣẹ̀tímà síbẹ̀ ọyà sanwó-olú ọgbẹ́mi náà síbẹ̀ ọwá gbé jáde yí pé kọ́ máa lọ tà ní 1,000 pé ọ̀hún wá kàǹpẹ́ ẹ̀ rí pé orí yín dàrú. Ẹ mọ̀ pé mo sọ̀rọ̀ lórí social media rí nílé ayé mi but eléyìí ẹ̀ ni black name wa ní Nàìjíríà because ọgbọ́n lẹ lọ dá ẹni tẹ bá ti rí sticker lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ tó bá ń tà pé park and garage ni ẹ nọ̀wọ́ wọ station kẹ pé nọ́mbà mi 08037168492.
That's a good way to debunk an allegation. So if you're a driver and you've been compelled, I'm going to put out the number again. Apparently, there's a scheme going on. You see what I've been telling you all about? Schemes? The Sunny side. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And look, God bless Nigeria. And as you can tell, and so it's really good when these things actually come to light, because one can get to see, you get to really maybe at least get a chance to know how authentic, or so you get an opportunity to validate what might be in the news, and someone might take advantage of your ignorance. And if you don't know, then you are prey, right? Good. So this whole sticker thing, well, my telephone lines are still ringing. I'm hoping to speak to a few more motorists to know what's exactly happening in their neck of the woods, whether they're also being mandated to pay this 500 naira and get this thing. And as you can at least hear from MC Oluomo, he's saying that these guys are just a bunch of clowns who thought that this was a means for them to make money. Politics is crazy, right? So here is someone already trying to exploit the situation. Don't know, if you don't listen to radio, if you don't follow the news, if you're not updated, well, you get manipulated, exploited. You're dealing with many things here. And so to arm yourself with information is one way to set yourself free. To the telephone lines we go, 0700-993-993-993 and 0146571-90. Nigeria Info.
Yeah, George, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me? Lost you? The sunny side, good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, Market Woman.
Thank you. Turn off your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please, hold on. Hello?
I'm with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, there are something. Some people will be doing it. They will be denying that they are not doing it.
Uh-oh.
If that man wants to find out those who are selling those stickers, he can know it in, let's say, 2 hours. He can fish them out. There are things they do in this country, they will just deny it, and they will continue to do that thing. That is how I see what is going on.
Well, that's a possibility, but he's also put out his number and has asked anyone...
Which number? Leave that one. Before the driver will call the number, if you don't drop that money, the serious beating they will give to that driver.
No, nobody has been bitten so far. You're making up these things and you're making
it worse. No, wait, Joy. If they refuse to pay that money, something will happen to the driver.
Well, what we have heard is those who have not paid were at least not allowed to work. That's the best that has come out of it.
Okay, they don't allow them to work for that day.
Yeah.
So their family will not feed that day.
No, so...
Just because...
No, hold on. You're making up these things. Relax a little bit. So that's why this is a conversation. And
no,
people are...
No, that is saying it now that if they don't buy that sticker, they will not work.
That's what people have reported. Now, MC Oluomo is saying that it's not authorized.
Maybe we should still wait and find out what is really going on.
That's gold.
Thank you.
That's gold. Hello, how are you? The volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joyce. When,
afternoon to you. It's good to have you on Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
My name is Paul.
Welcome, Paul.
From Ikeja.
Thank you for calling.
You know, all these things that we're saying, that some people are coming out to say that the parties have not started doing that. You know, we are actually stay at Ikeja. Someone came to meet a lady that is doing a POS. She came with a booklet and said that she's from a particular political party that I'm not going to mention.
Okay.
He said that she want to give her a task. The lady was like, what's the task? He said, okay, you should start putting down people's name and their PVC serial
number.
Yes, that you just get 25 names. That's when you get 25 names with 25 card numbers, you are good to go. So they will be calling you for meetings. That once they call you for meetings, you make sure all of them come for meetings. That at the end of the day, like a few days to the election time, they are going to be credited like 100K each.
100,000?
Yes.
She should take full cover health insurance.
Yes.
I don't know why you guys are joking with health insurance. You know how expensive health insurance is. Look, I'm not even asking her not to take or take. If she's really going to sell her soul, at least get health insurance. Full cover.
Yes, this is not funny.
If your hair falls out, you call a doctor.
You call a doctor.
You get a headache, you call a doctor. You can't sleep, you call a doctor. You call a doctor.
Yes. So
tell her to get her full cover.
All these things are facts. All these political parties, they're actually doing underground jobs.
100K. Like she's sitting.
Yes, I'm telling you. So this one is pure fact. So it's not, I was there when it happened. So nobody told me. And
look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you're a motorist, there's a number out there you can call, because this really has to die, right? And the only way you cast the darkness away is through the light. 080-3716-8492. That's the number he gave, 080-3716-8492. He's saying that these are schemers who are exploiting the situation and taking advantage of motorists. And it's crazy to see how things can really just go from, you know, from bad to really crazy if you really don't know. So imagine people exploiting the situation. And WhatsApp, I have to go to WhatsApp because I have loads of WhatsApp messages before I come back to the telephone lines.
So we have Joseph from Okerube who said, I have a bus which I use for off days to run a transportation business.
Okay.
I got a huge sticker at the back of my bus.
Oh.
I was pleaded upon to have it on my bus. And that doesn't mean I should vote for that party. Already, I don't enter wahala with my compound people, as I left for my main work on Sunday and my wife called me saying compound people want that sticker off the bus. It's not like I intend leaving for long, Sha.
Well, thanks to compound people at this point. Whatever that means.
So we have Kenny who said, Joyce, did you understand what MC Oluwamo said? Lol. If so, that means you are now a certified Lagosian.
The person who posted it on... So first of all, there's a translation. Yeah, so get on Nigeria Info page, boy. Now that's you slacking. Get on Nigeria Info page. Yeah, of course they know that not all of us know, you know. Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. You'd see the video and it's translated. Yeah.
Okay, so we have someone who said, hello, Joyce, you can call us on WhatsApp jokers, but you joke more than us. For me, I'll collect the money. In fact, I'm looking for where they're sharing the money. I don't know why it never gets to me. Those who collected money in 2015 used the money to buy land. Today, they are our landlords, and we can't even pay rent now. I beg, give me money, you Chris from Allen.
Your prayers will be answered. May your enemies not be right about you.
All right.
Someone was asking, what's the difference between buying a political sticker and buying a church sticker? Have you found the message?
I haven't.
Someone, and I really thought deeply about the response to that. So what's the difference between buying a political sticker and buying a religious sticker? One is for Caesar, the other is charity. And that's, think about it. One is for Caesar, the other is charity. It's just that Caesar will be exploiting you, and then you have to like charge at Caesar. You have to change it for Caesar. Otherwise, Caesar robs you beyond taxes. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, telephone lines. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. My day's beautiful. Thank you very much for calling.
As per the message, my daughter came back from work yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, although there is one politician in my area, and the guy called her thinking the number she dialed was mine. And she was telling her, did your mommy have PVC?
Oh.
She said yes. Tell her to go and do photocopy of that PVC. And he is coming to collect it in the evening because they are going to be sharing money. And when my daughter came back from work, and she told me, I said, he dares not. He knows me very well. I will not come. You have been at home for 7 months now past. All this money they are sharing, why can't they gather everything and pay ASU, and pay ASU, so that you people will get home? I said, if anybody is going to give me money, that person is going to give me 5 billion naira. And my daughter said, eh? You alone. I said, yeah, now. Immediately they give me 5 billion. You leave me now. The next thing, the two of you, my children, pam, abroad. Live with your father, pam, abroad. finish.
You're desperate.
I'm not going to Nigeria again.
You're very desperate, but maybe that's really what the fight
because
requires.
I'm tired, Joyce. I won't lie to you. Before she entered school, when she gets admission, I have to borrow. Daddy have to borrow. Now, they have not even used one semester strike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the brother, the junior one, finished last year. I can't allow him to write down because them have suspended this thing,
wow,
exam because of this. So
yeah,
somebody will now come tell me, I will give you money. I beg, how much? How much? What will he do? I know how much I borrowed now.
Yeah.
And I'm still paying. And they are not even resume back. And somebody, lady in BB Niger, Tasha, she posted that thing on Facebook. She said, Yare, ni brain. Mm. Borrow yourself safe. Shine your eyes.
Oh, wow. All right.
Against 2023.
All right.
I know who I'm going to vote for. If they come to my door, knock. If they give me, Joyce, my own, no, I will not lie to you. Yeah, I'll go collect to a national cake, but never will I vote for them.
All right.
If you know you have good intention of Nigerian populace, you will not buy their vote.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. I'll do one more conversation, then go to WhatsApp, then we're on to another conversation all by itself.
So someone said, Joyce, you need to be studied as a course in schools. See response. One is for Caesar, the other is for charity.
Yeah, but that's the truth now. One is charity, one is Caesar.
Someone said, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Please, the paper I was given after INEC registration has washed off, though a code was minutes with biro behind the paper. Okay. Can I still collect my PVC?
Hold on, bring it back.
Please, the paper I was given after INEC registration has washed off.
Oh, that thing.
Though a code was minutes with biro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you can. Absolutely. And so, and I was lucky enough, I was told that that thing, the printout by the INEC, if you have that paper, could you screenshot it? Because that's exactly what I did. Because the INEC staff told me that the thing wipes off.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the slip you get after your full INEC registration, if you still have it and you yet to go retrieve your PVC, could you just get a screenshot of it? So he mentioned it to me, and so I right there on the desk, I just took a screenshot, and I have the paper nicely folded in my wallet. So if I pick my wallet tomorrow and it's wiped off, I have a screenshot on my phone. But if you have a code, I think you should try. But yo, the government and these inferior printers, like, give us a solid printout.
Laminate it.
Maybe, no, not even laminate. Give us like a good printout. Like, here, it's interesting that they all know that this thing prints. When we print it today, you see it, but by next week, we can't guarantee that you can see it. Just give us a solid printout. And you want to sell your vote? We can't even get a solid printout. The volume of your radio set, the sunny side, Nigeria Info.
Hello,
welcome.
Yes, I greet you. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Joyce, that printer, let them not be afraid. When you get there, tell them your name. They will put in your name, information you need to the system.
Yeah.
If you pop up, they will give you your PVC. Let them not be afraid. If they don't give you, hold them accountable there that you must collect your PVC. Let them know that. Let the whole world hear that.
All right.
They cannot deprive us this time of voting. Number two, that's what I don't want to respond to that.
Okay.
So, come on, I have to snap and send to my wife's phone. So I know she don't delete anything I sent to her.
Okay.
So I'll definitely get it later.
In case you mess up tomorrow.
I put it somewhere in my car.
Okay.
But I don't know, but it's washing off already.
Okay.
So I already snatched it.
All right.
So I thought, I want to beg Lagosians, Nigeria, because there are some places in Lagos, Joyce, that when you get there, they will tell you that if you're not voting APC, leave that place. I'm not talking from the ESA. It's from a reliable source. There are some areas in Lagos when you get there to tell you if you're not voting so-and-so party, leave this place. It happens. If you dare try to vote for another party, you are your own.
Okay.
So that's that. Then number two, if anybody give you money and you know you can vote, please collect that money. It's your money. Then vote for the right person. Don't vote because of that money. That money is our money. I will collect over and over and over. I will even give it to the less privileged. They give me. I'll give it to someone that needs it. If I cannot make use of it, then I'll vote for the right person.
Right.
If they have a good intention, they will not be sharing money. That's what we should know. Let us wise. That's what this man was saying. Natasha was, let's move. Make we wise now. Make we wise. Why are they sharing money if they have good intention? Because when they enter there, they will definitely receive that money back. The first thing they will do when they get to power is to get that money they shared for you and I on the street back before they start taking a tie road or doing light or even fighting security.
Right.
So when they give you that money, take it first.
Right.
Don't vote them. Don't vote them, please. Nigerians, please.
Well, except maybe your earlier intention was to vote them and then they give you money, so that's just an added incentive.
And that is a separate. If it's your candidate from the very beginning, is there a problem?
All right.
You know, if he's a good candidate, if he's not a good candidate, don't vote. Vote a good candidate.
All right.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah. Nigerians, this is a fight for not just your destiny, but for also, I think it's a fight for reason at this point. Let's see. We'll have a caller from, I'm not sure now. OC, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have your Nigeria info.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been enjoying the show and I've been hesitant to call, but I keep hearing, hey, if they give you money, collect it and vote. Okay, so I'm originally from the Niger Delta. I'm from an oil producing community.
Wait. Do you have a Canadian passport now?
A few months from now, yeah.
If you don't have a Canadian passport, you are from the Niger Delta. When you now get your Canadian passport, then you can now say, well, originally I'm from the Niger Delta, but now I have a Canadian passport.
Yeah, I'm just a few months away. Anyways, that's like, yeah. But I am from the Niger Delta.
Okay.
Both parents are from the Niger Delta. We're from oil-producing communities.
Okay.
Election in the Niger Delta, in the riverine communities, I know it's different. So you might be in Lagos and think, hey, collect your money, vote for you won't vote. But see, there are some polling booths where it's best you don't even go out to vote. Or better still, don't accept their money. Because if you think if you take 1,000 naira, then when you reach there, then you compare. Like, there are eyes everywhere. Like, there, you know, like, this is like, if for you to get there, you have to, you know, cross with a boat or canoe or something like that. So, security presence there is very, very, very low. So, let's not deceive ourselves. I think we should clamor for, instead of, don't take it at all. I know there's hunger everywhere, but this, if you're passionate about who you want to vote for and how you want the system to change and all of this stuff, believe me, there is no way you take this money and vote for the person you want. It's not possible in the Niger Delta. Like, it's not. Like, the moment you do, the beats you when you go collect.
So it's better not to take the money, so at least you can say, I'm not taking your money and I want to vote for Jack or Jill.
Exactly. Okay. That way, you're not accountable to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you think, hey, we're still going to do it, remember, just a few weeks ago, federal government gave Tompolo 4 billion naira every month for security in quotes. Well, I can't interpret anything, but be rest assured that there will be enough security in the Niger Delta. So if you think you want to misbehave, collect their money, do what you want to. Well, we hope you are alive to tell the story. So don't just mess with them. Like, not even collect money. I know, hungry day, but no. You just believe in a utopia to think, hey, you take the money and then you vote for who you want to vote for. No.
Thank you.
Eyes are everywhere. If I give you money, I'll make sure you must vote for the person. I have my structures there, again, structure in quotes, even to the polling booth. I have someone monitoring to ensure. I don't just carry through.
Actually, I'm sure that that's exactly what happens, you know, because they want to be sure that the money, the buying, was an actual buy and not just
exactly.
A throwing of money in the air.
Exactly. So please just abstain
Thank
from it
you.
If you actually want to vote for what you want to vote
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
Well, that's worth considering. Thank you very much for calling OC from Canada, who is from the Niger Delta, yet to be a full Canadian. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you again another time. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Telephone lines. Oh. And WhatsApp in a moment. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon, Josh.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. My name is Sunday. I'm calling from VI.
Oh, welcome, Sunday.
I have my BFC.
Okay.
And one thing is sure, I can never collect money and vote for anybody. Because the one that people collected for 8 years, this is where we landed. So if the people should be senseless, I'm sorry to use that word, to collect it again, that means they don't want the progress of their generation. Their future generation is dead completely.
So are you saying that no amount of money is worth this?
There is no amount of money, my dear. There is no amount of money.
Okay,
you can't entice me with money.
Okay, what about
I can't collect it because...
Okay, 500,000.
For what?
Just so that you can support a team that would give you a good Nigeria.
Joyce, see, I know how much money I spend to take care of my children in university. And they spend years which I have paid for accommodation, two of them different accommodation, school fees and what have you, female children. Do you know how much I'm losing?
How much you're losing? That's
for 7 months. I keep paying for them, caring for them, caring for the people in the house here. So it's not a joke.
All right.
That's all. Thank you.
And we hope they get a job when they're done. Thank you. For real, though, because, you know, there's also that. It's like they have to be employed, right? Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up?
Okay, we have someone who said, please, whatever you do, don't give out your PVC serial number. Once you do that, you may not be able to use it yourself on the election day. They will use it to rig the election.
Yeah, that's actually worthy of note. So apparently, many of you have reported a situation where you're offered money in exchange for your serial number. So what that means is, even if you don't vote on election day, someone votes in your stead. Someone exercising power in your name. And I don't know what you think about that, but if you are sure you want to exercise your own choice come the day of election, then don't give out your PIN. And if the price of, you know, that money you're taking is to give your PIN, I hope you make a good decision. I really hope you do.
So we have Cyril from Ago who said, good afternoon, Joyce. I just drove past Tinubu's house at Ikoyi. I saw more than 1,000 people who are there to collect money and vote for him. My thought is they make us hungry and place us in a situation they can control. God, I beg.
No, but people in front of Tinubu's house, not a new thing, though. It's not an election thing. It's always been. Anytime I drive there, there are always people there. I think he feeds them. I think they go to his house and he probably gives them money or food. I'm not sure of the given part, but I've always seen people in front of the premises. I'm not sure it's an election thing. But also, yeah, I think we can expand that assumption a little bit, because maybe if the people had things to do, yeah, if they had a place to go, if they had income, they probably wouldn't be in front of his house every day. Like, they just wake up and go there every day. Mm-hmm. I always see that. And I think this really begs each and every Nigerian to think about the Nigeria that they want and who they think can give them that future. So you must not only think, but you must act on your thought. And so you might say, well, I can take money and vote against the money. But you're not sure about that. If someone is saying, well, here is 200,000, give me your serial number. Mm. The Igbos would say the devil says, bring a head and I'll give you a head. It's an exchange. And once you exchange it, you don't have a choice anymore. You cannot exercise power or a decision in your name. Someone is now doing that for you. And the cost of that, beyond that day, beyond the lifespan of the money you have received, is exactly the cost that you should take into consideration. God help Nigeria. We're off on a break. We'll be right back to Sunnyside 99.3 Nigeria Info. Language and interpretations up next when we come back. I want to talk about the social construct destiny helper. Some of you might think your political gift is a destiny help. Some of you think rich people are destiny helpers. I don't know how you interpret that. We're hoping to interrogate it again and then maybe arrive at a deeper meaning, if it even exists, on Language and Interpretations on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce Ngwenuwe. We'll be right back.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, the sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Remember that you are not supposed to, pay for that sticker. you're not, I mean, you can buy it if you want, but nobody should mandate it. Nobody should impose it on you. If you like the sticker, you think it's pretty, it actually helps you convey your political persuasion, absolutely, you go for it. But if you don't want it, I mean, you can even like the political party, but not have the 500 naira to pay. So no one should impose that on you, and you should know that. And I've given a number that you can call, and I think I'd also like to give you a hunt you can pursue. For 5,000 Nigeria, 5,000 Nigeria Info Naira. You know, I thought about it for a minute, and I realized, well, we don't print money, right? But I thought it was a good thing to say. 5,000 Nigeria Info Naira, yeah, treasure hunt.
Good afternoon. So today's treasure hunt. The treasure hunt is a photo of the NDLEA logo, which has been hidden somewhere on our app. So go search for it. And once you see it, click on it, fill in the requested details and submit. And as always, the fastest fingers win. Good luck. And you can only play through the app. So make sure you have it. Bye.
99.3 Nigeria Info. On the other side of two, we're going to be talking about Destiny Helpers. So apparently, there is a notion, it's a wild assumption that there are people who are placed on earth to help. In fact, I don't even think those people know themselves. It is those who look for help who has propagated the idea that they are in search of Destiny Helpers. So I think one doesn't need to thoroughly define what that means and what maybe the helper might look like. Like, does the helper have a frame, a location? Is the helper male or female? Do they have a gender placement? And does the helper have to work in accordance with what you want? Or is the helper supposed to work in accordance to destiny? Because you call them destiny helpers. So it sounds as though there's a little bit of work here that requires laboring and thought. We'll get to that when we return. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's Worthy of Note. Beautiful Wednesday to you on Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Welcome. So let's begin this conversation, this Destiny Helper thing. Okay, so I think you already know what we're talking about, right? It's like, you know, Destiny, what is it? Does it exist? Does it have an actual physical existence? Is it something worth pursuing or keeping faith for? You see that. Your Destiny Helpers, are they those who are richer than you? Are they those who have more opportunities than you do? Are they the ones you make your mentors? Yeah, I know. That's some clown stuff right there, but yeah. You know, so who are they? Who are they? And then does a destiny helper act based on what you want or what destiny has instituted, like what destiny has etched in time? Cause now I know that's a lot of questions, right? So let's begin where you would love to begin. Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce, we're Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Joris Soyemowo.
That's me.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Who are you? Tell us your name.
I remain humbly Emeka from Satellite Town.
Yeah, good to have you, Emeka.
Destiny Helper. For me, Destiny Helper comes in various forms and sizes. They cut across gender, tribes, nationality, religion. And one common denominator with all destiny helpers is that they necessarily might not give you what you want, but they might definitely provide what you need to attain to destiny.
Yeah, but if it's destiny, shouldn't it be in accordance to destiny and not necessarily what you want?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It cannot be what you want, because what you want may not lead to your destiny.
Oh, okay.
What you need is what will lead to your destiny.
Do destiny helpers know that they are destiny helpers, or is it just people who want help, chasing after people who they...
They don't.
Oh, okay.
They have been placed along your journey, along your route of life, without them even knowing the role they're going to play.
Okay.
So it is what is needed for you to arrive at your, it will not be necessarily in monetary terms. A destiny helper might come in form of someone who has seen the potentials in you and decides to harness it. It might provide a platform for you to spring to get to where you're supposed to arrive.
as someone looking for help, no, I know the instance part. For someone looking, who should they be after? Destiny helper or after their own destiny? Like, should they be, who should they be pursuing?
They should be looking up to their God to send their destiny helper. You don't have to put your faith on destiny helper, because destiny helper, the person who's coming as a destiny helper is not even aware that he or she is being used as a destiny helper. That person is probably just fulfilling his, some of the innate qualities in him. He might be a philanthropist, he might be a benevolent person, but that singular act that he is executing at that point is leading to someone's arrival.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Because, so I think maybe it's the way that people act when they talk about destiny helpers is there is, there's an ambition towards it. In fact, there are people who just speak about it as though they are waiting for something to come to them. They sound as though there is redemption, and redemption is in the hands of someone else. That there is a door that needs to be opened, and someone needs to open the door. And it doesn't only confuse me. In fact, based on my observation, I do not believe it. I don't. Maybe another way to put it is I do not subscribe to the pattern by which I have observed people say stuff like destiny helper. People say, oh, I'm looking for my destiny helper, I'm waiting for destiny. Like, I'll never say that. I don't even believe it, so I never say it. I don't think that it is not a language in my vocabulary. I don't sit down and be like, oh, destiny. I don't believe it, so I don't talk about it. For me, I think my life is a little bit more straightforward in terms of language. It's God and me, period. Anybody else is a variable. Like, you can be here or you can be there. Like, you can come and go, and I don't care for that. It's me and God. So I don't believe it. But I see that this is, it's nearly a culture. The way people acted, it's culture. Like, people pray to God for the helper, and I get lost there because I'm not sure what they mean. So let's see whether we have a definition for it. Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Sony side. I can multitask. Hello, how are you? Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank God I've gotten you today.
Hallelujah. How bad was it to get through?
My name is Uzoma. I'm calling from Oshodi.
Thank you for calling.
Now, this destiny helper, I want to narrate a story of my friend. You know, this my friend, he told me that his brother was a mechanic, a tricycle mechanic. And for a very long time, he had a job. He was just a roadside mechanic. And the very place where he was working, and all this tax force and everything, they... So, as he was just going one day and he saw a car that broke down, somebody that had a Jeep. So, he now crossed. As he crossed, he was asking the man, what happened? The man said he didn't know that he was trying to call his the company. He said that he can do it. We now helped the man. He just something very minor, the engine. And when he did it, he started the car and the car responded. And immediately, the company was just coming. And they said, he has done it, so there's no need for people to come. Then he...
We don't have a long time. Sorry, you have to hurry the story up. We don't have so much time.
Okay, the man collected his contact. And before you know, he sent the whole family to abroad. That man is in abroad. It's a life story.
Okay. So that's his destiny helper.
Yeah.
So that abroad was his destiny, and then this is the helper. So this is so. Let me give you the definition of destiny: the event that will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. So, on language and interpretations this afternoon, if it is destiny, then do you need a helper? The sunny side.
This is Worthy of Notes.
We're back. 99. Why is this? So this mouse today is really messing with me. The Sony side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
All right. This is Happy Oyelowo on the line.
Great. Go ahead.
Destiny for me, I think.
No, Destiny Helper. Destiny Helper.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. Destiny for now. If I'm to talk about destiny, destiny is an event which must happen. Note it. So there is a destiny helper. Even if you like, don't pray for it. As long as it's destiny. If so, the person who is going to be the destiny helper must come. But even if there's any hindrance that may come the way, it is destiny which must happen. It's an event which must take place.
So then you need a destiny helper.
So destiny helper must... What I mean by that destiny helper is because it's something that is destiny.
So do you need a helper? That's what I'm asking you. Do you need a helper if it's destiny?
An helper must come.
And helper must... So are you looking for a helper?
You mean me personally?
Well, that's why we're talking about this, right?
Okay. As long as I have every possibility to do what I need to do, I'm not looking for any helper. But I know helper must come if there's any need.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
Well, language and interpretations, we hear people say, well, destiny helper, my destiny help. In fact, I saw a message 2 days ago. Yesterday. And the lady was saying that, a lady was put out a video. She was saying that you go for a 30,000 job and the manager wants to sleep with you. You go for a 50,000 naira job and the manager wants to sleep with you. And she said she's gotten so much sexual advances or sexual propositions that she's chosen now to be a prostitute. And then someone in the comment section goes, dear destiny helper, if I find you before you find me, you will not like it. And I thought it was funny, but I also thought that there is a mentality, an expectation that there is a helper on the flanks, a helper on the fringes. And so I think maybe the people who believe it have a better interpretation for it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, language and interpretations. What does it mean, destiny helper? Hi, how are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Joyce.
Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yes, my name is Paul.
Welcome, Paul.
Yes. Quick one. I will just digress a bit. I'm soon going to come to the destiny helper.
We don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, please. Just on the comment that went on during the break, the Nigerian government saying...
I'm sorry, we don't have a lot of time. Like, I would really just appreciate it if you just stayed on this desk, except the federal government is your destiny helper.
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, the bed doesn't have to have a lot of roses. We just need a bed. So for destiny helper, it's for destiny. It's going to come your way. You don't need to look for it. It's just going to come. And then
I'm surprised that two of you are saying that today. Was it because I gave the definition?
Well,
probably.
Definition helped.
Okay.
Kind of, yes. It helped kind of.
But you believe in a destiny helper. But there's a pursuit for the helper. There's a searching for the helper. Have I lost you? I guess I have. Look, but it was good having you here. The moment it lasted. No, he didn't say if he, was looking. Welcome. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And that's also why I think that those who believe in it should explain what they mean. Destiny helper. Hello, welcome. What's your name?
Guys, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Aja.
Good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I've raised this issue before. I even thought maybe it's a replay.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. So I'm raising a different aspect to it.
There is destiny helpers.
So the aspect I'm raising today is, I gave you the definition of destiny, and I say, did you hear the definition of destiny? Did you get the definition?
Yeah.
So then are you in search for the helper?
Sure.
What?
And I have my explanation briefly.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Every night, or maybe when you sleep, you had a dreams. Maybe you find yourself this house, that car, this. But the world of the dreams is different from the world of the reality.
Okay.
In the world of the dreams, you can see your destiny, what you should be, and where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
But for that dreams to come to reality, in our reality world, we need destiny helper. In the studio, there may be somebody that connects to that place. You may not call that person a destiny helper, but he is. Where I am today, somebody hear my voice on radio, and he find time and way to get me. And he got me the job I'm using now. It's a destiny helper. Anybody can argue need. But as I am independent thinker, in my own submission, they are a destiny helper. Many people are roaming around the streets now, and they have great dreams in their dreams. But what happened? There is no destiny helper to artifact that what they saw in the dream.
Let me ask you, does the person who show you the dream not have the capacity to make the dream come true?
Do you know that there are some angels that can come down in form of human being? So the one that showed Joseph in the dream still connect Joseph to his brother that threw him away. And then they threw him away into the hand of somebody.
Have you ever heard any angel lost his way? Like, one angel was coming to your house. He entered bus and the driver fell into the water on that third mainland bridge. What are you saying? Because won't the angel know where you lived?
The angel know, sure.
Oh.
But there are some journey. See, I know your own side. And if we can debate it, we can debate it. In my own side, some journey take 30 years instead of even 3 years.
Yeah.
Because we are in the wrong place. If we are in the right place with the right people, the destiny helper can come. So that destiny helper is the God that will connect that destiny helper.
So actually, then if you say, then hold on, you're saying it's God that will connect. Should you not be talking to God? Should you be talking to the destiny helper?
It doesn't work that way. God is your destiny helper in the way you want us to feel, but not more like that. God has already shown you what you should be in your dream. God has played his own role. Then in reality, we need somebody with flesh, and the name of that person is destiny helper, which used by God. And the person might have, there's somebody that gave me 50,000 before, but after 1 year was asking me, how did that money give you that 50,000?
So that's your destiny helper?
Because the one in your dream, in the spiritual realm, what? Use the one in the reality to connect you, and that person is the destiny helper who make himself available for the one in your spiritual realm.
All right. Wow. Yeah, look, I'll take that. Thank you. Wow. No wonder. Yeah, he's like, oh, wow. Oh, no, okay. Well, that's it. There is this a rock solid conviction that someone has to do it. Like, so you're waiting. It's like, and maybe that's why it seems as though there is more faith in people than there is in God. But, and I'm surprised because, you know, you say something about in your, I didn't even think it was possible for you to dream or you even had the gift. So wait, you see the dream. A dream that you didn't orchestrate. So something else orchestrates a setup in your subconscious and you see it when you sleep. And then the thing takes off its hands, right? Then the thing is waiting for someone out here to do it. Or maybe it's the way you put it. So the thing is waiting for someone out here. So then the one who's... I'm lost. So the one who... So you start looking for the person here... And that in itself also becomes a pursuit of a sort, like a kind of a pursuit. And will I say, can we call that an ambition of a sort too? Because here you are, you're looking for somebody that's supposed to do something for you to do, become something. No wonder. I think when I say no wonder, I think what I mean is maybe now I get it. Now I get why. It is such a deep-rooted, conviction. The whole house is listening to Nigeria Info, and this call is...
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
My name is John.
Welcome, John.
Destiny Helper is just... There is nothing too big about it. It's just about the language. You know, sometimes we attach so much importance to languages. It's just a literary word of someone helping you to achieve something.
Is that how you see it? Or because people act differently. So it's not just language.
No. In this part of the world, we are very... when it comes, because English is not our primary language, so there are some words that will come out. It looks very ambiguous to us. It's a destiny helper. It's just someone helping you to achieve something. For example... like as you and I, Joyce, you may have a desire that you want to work in American embassy. Maybe you have a desire for that. I don't know.
Mm.
And then maybe you and I desire. And one day, and I've listened to you several times on radio, and I said, wow, this lady is good. I think she can do well there. And I know somebody there, and I told them I can recommend someone to you who is very good, and I think you will like it. And possibly say, okay, no problem. You can bring her and I'll tell you about it. And you're okay with it. And you went for the interview and you passed. Suddenly I become your destiny helper. So you just
No. Wait, who makes you my destiny helper? I make you my destiny helper or you make yourself my destiny helper?
No. By the reason of what I have done to you, I become, by the act of what I have done, in that concept, I become a destiny helper.
To me, you're not. So that's the thing.
Yes,
so you did a good thing by saying that the language is actually the problem. To me, you're not. You are also fulfilling your own destiny.
Yeah. Now, listen, look at the way it goes.
Yeah, you are fulfilling your own destiny because it was in the course of your life for you to give me some. So you're not doing me any favors.
I agree with you. Now, what I'm trying to say is that in your own concept or definition, you can say, I just did a favor to you. It's just a normal favor that anybody can do to anybody. But within my own thinking, I'll be saying I am a destiny helper. It does not make the two of them different. It's the same thing. I did a favor to you. That's the way you see it. I did a favor to you. I personally see that I'm a destiny helper to you. It's in the language. It's
do it for me, then the language should come from me. You're not my destiny helper. You are fulfilling your own destiny. So if I help someone get into Nigeria Info, I am doing something that is a part of a cause. So if Nigeria is going to work, the person in the health sector must be on duty the day our next president falls ill so that he can treat the president and the president is healthy enough to be in office. He is not doing the president a favor. It's a food chain that supplies itself. Can you see that?
Now, do you know that there are some times you may need a help? Somebody to help you to do something, and at that moment there's nobody available to do that for you.
So I think that in our language we expunge the food chain and suppose that we're independent of a supply chain.
The problem is in the language.
Because if
someone helping somebody to achieve something, so it now depends on what you want to call it. You call it destiny helper.
I call it a food chain. It's a supply chain. When a courier service delivers a letter to you, the courier guy is not doing you a service, is he? Is he helping you?
Is he helping you? Yes, of course. He assisted me.
By bringing your letter. So that's it. Thank you.
Of course. If somebody else didn't do it, then he helped me.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. There is something here. There's something here. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hi. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Gamba.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
God bless you. It's Emmanuel calling.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
I believe destiny helper is divine.
Mm.
It's divine. You will not even know your destiny helper. It's only
That's
God
odd.
That will send a destiny helper. Everybody
okay.
has his or
it?
Her own. Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Everybody has his or her own destiny to fulfill on this planet Earth. God doesn't come down from heaven to help us. The destiny helper is divine. You may even not know him or her. He may not even know you. But God will lead you or lead him to you to help you to fulfill whatever God has ordained for you.
So are we in pursuit of the helper? Are we after the helper?
We are not after the helper. We are after God.
Okay.
It's only God that will send the helper on our way. It's divine.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, so do we have enough time on the clock or do I come back? So apparently the messages on WhatsApp are very long. Wow. So is that a short one that we can read?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. That's long. That's very long.
Okay.
Okay, try.
Okay. This is Lucky texting from Okoko. There's nothing like Destiny Helper. This erroneous theory has kept many on the floor for a lifetime. My older brother kept telling me he would set me up in a business that our father left properties behind. And when the money from the proceeds of our late father's property finally arrived, he absconded and I was meant to train myself through such and fend for myself till date. Thanks.
Wait, did your brother introduce himself to you as your destiny helper? Or maybe you even for a moment thought that, okay, so this is my destiny helper.
Mm-hmm.
We're off on a break. We'll be right back.